You're listening to SBS News.
It seems French people can't stop voting. Last month, they had to vote two times for the two rounds of the presidential election. And now they have to vote for their parliament, the National Assembly. And just like the president, MPs in France are elected in two rounds. These are the only national-level elections in this country, and they only happen every 5 years, just 1 month apart. And unlike in Australia, French people can choose not to vote if they want, because it is not compulsory, and they certainly make use of that freedom. French Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne regrets the record high abstention rate.
Today, more than one in two French people didn't go to the polls, and nobody can accept that. The first duty of all of us is to drive down abstention.
There is a certain fatigue among French voters, but for President Emmanuel Macron, it is highly important to get them to elect his MPs. Although he was re-elected as president last month, he is in danger of losing his majority at the National Assembly. France used to have a parliamentary system, but successive constitutional reforms shifted most of the powers into the hands of presidents. But there is some of the Assembly's past prominence remains. It can vote to overthrow a prime minister and cabinet. President Macron can name anyone he wants as ministers, but there is little point if the Assembly can kick them out just as fast. And one man hopes he can force Macron to nominate him as prime minister, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, the leader of the NUPES leftist alliance. He already believes victory could be close.
The truth is that the presidential party was defeated at the end of this first round, for the first time in the history of the Fifth Republic.
But the alliance between Mr. Mélenchon's far-left party and the centre-left and Green parties is only a few weeks old. These parties have serious disagreements, in particular on foreign policy. Mr. Mélenchon is anti-Europe and anti-NATO, which doesn't sit well with his partners. The solidity of NUPES still has to be tested. And it's still unclear who disaffected voters will vote for at the second round. Olivia Grégoire, a member of President Macron's party, who serves as the current spokeswoman for the French government, was quick to remind voters of this.
At the last parliamentary elections, the cumulated score of all parties that are now in NUPES, this mixed bag who actually all have very different goals, well, they had the same result as today. So this isn't an overwhelming victory at all for their coalition.
Another major figure in French politics is keeping a low profile, far-right leader Marine Le Pen, whom Macron defeated at the presidential poll. Mrs. Le Pen's tagline during her meetings was the only opposition to Macron. She emphasized a criticism that has often been made towards the president, sometimes even by his own allies, and that is his tendency to make decisions alone, without compromises. But he could only act this way because the majority of the assembly was on his side. Here is what Marine Le Pen said in the aftermath of Sunday's election.
Next Sunday, it's important to not allow Emmanuel Macron to have an absolute majority at his disposal, which he will abuse to apply his autocratic and brutal style and to impose upon us his program. Do what he wants, as he wants, in your place, but not with you, and often against you.
Jean-Luc Mélenchon is unlikely to get an outright majority of seats at the Assembly, and Marine Le Pen even fewer. However, they could cause a hung parliament, which would force Macron to form a coalition with smaller moderate parties and bring to an end his uncompromising grip on power. In the past, this earned him the nickname Jupiter, after the supreme god of the Roman pantheon. An expert in politics, Benjamin Morel, told newspaper Le Monde that Jupiter will now have to gather all the Olympian gods each time he wants to vote a law. Who knows if French people will like this better? Julien Huyet, SBS News.